מבחני התשובה, test of תשובה. כל מי שחפץ באמת, באמת, anyone who's searching for truth, יראה בספרים הקדושים תיקונים רבים לפגם הברית. You can see in the holy books all kinds of amazing תיקונים, fixing for פגם הברית, blemishing the ברית. כי למעשה כל התורה והמצוות שלנו הם תיקונים לפגם הברית. Practically everything we do, every mitzvah, every Torah we learn is a tikkun for pgam habrit. כמו שהוזכר לעיל על הלשון שקבעו חכמים בברכת המצוות, like we said before, Rabbi said, he said it all the time, that we say we make bracha the mitzvot asher kidashanu b'mitzvotav. He sanctified us by his mitzvot. He said he made us holy, meaning kedusha, which is kedushat habrit. That's kedusha. But the main thing to know is that whatever you do, it's not the tikkun that a person does, it's not a button that you press on and, oh, I'm fixed now. It doesn't work that way. Okay? Kol ha-tikkunim, whatever fixing a person does, this tikkun, that tikkun, goes to a rav to get a bracha, it's all yafeh meod. Tzarchin lavo mitoch tfila u'tzonot amitiim li'tayel l'stakech. It has to come out of a prayer and out of true will, true desire to purify yourself, to מתוך תשובה לשני אמיתי של האדם, from תשובה and true change that a person wants to do in his life. שהוא מרגיש ממש רוח אחרת שתשובה מפעמת בו, until he feels that there's a different spirit now running through him. A spirit of holiness, a spirit of purification. והוא מרגיש שהוא אדם אחר שחפש דברים אחרים גם. And then he starts feeling that he's a different person who's searching for something else completely in life. And he throws out all the zev, and he starts searching for Hashem in his life. Moshe Omer Rambam, Bichot Shuvah. Listen to the Rambam. It was Breslev Rambam? Before Rabbeinu, after Rabbeinu, I'm not sure. But he says like this. Midarkei HaTshuvah, the ways of Tshuvah is, Liyot Hashem, to be the one who's trying to return to Hashem, yeah? Tzoek tamid lifnei Hashem, bibchiru techanonim, screaming out always in front of Hashem with crying and begging. Has it done any supplication? And doing tzedakah as much as he can. And distance himself very much from the thing that he sinned. It's not Breslev. It's a Rambam. The Rambam said this. I'll say it again. The way that the person who does tshuva will be screaming always in front of Hashem with cryings and supplications. And doing tzedakah as much as he can, and distancing himself very much from the thing that he sinned about. It's Rambam. It's not Likutei Moran. Maybe he could, I don't know.
It was several centuries before
the. We can check it in. It's a quote here, so maybe we can check inside the book. Maybe the Rambam didn't say it. I don't know. I can see. It says in the Rambam, right? Chuvah. Perek Bet.
And it's not even more
Khalif. Umeshane Shmo. Lomar Shani Acher. A person has to change his name. Doesn't not literally change his name. It was Yaakov. That was Nevi Moshe. Rather, meaning I'm not that person who did that sin. Sometimes it's also changing your actual name. A person has a name like Nimrod. Some people, their name is Nimrod. Okay? Or there was a guy, his name was Uzi, which would be good, be Uzi Yahu, but he was named after the gun. So, yeah, it was named after the gun. So the Rav told him, you have to change your name. He named it after a gun, an Uzi. They don't use it anymore, by the way.
But isn't that a common name?
Uzi?
Yeah.
If he calls him Uziyah, well, no, it was a prophet.
Uziyah was an angel.
No, it was a Tam Dav Damele. It
depends on what they're named after.
Yeah, the person could be named, I don't know, Abraham after Abraham Lincoln, yeah? So it's a problem.
I know a woman whose name was Yehudit, but the Rav told her to change the name because the Yehudit she was named her was a Goyim. Her mother was afraid of her mother, so he told her.
Okay, so yeah, sometimes you have to. You name after Tzadikim. And even if you name after a grandparent, you have in mind after the name of a Tzadik. Yeah, the Rav told me this. They want to be named after my grandfather, which was a great man, I'm not saying anything. But we called Yehuda, my son, Nachman Yehuda. He said, Yehuda, I said, I want Rabbeinu's name. He said, yeah, Yehuda is also Rabbeinu. Rabbeinu is all the names. But have in mind Yehuda Maccabi, yeah, have in mind the Maccabim. He was Hanukkah, he was born on Hanukkah. Okay? But always have a mind of the tzaddikim. A person doesn't have a name of a tzaddik. Avraham always says the rules. First you have a name of tzaddikim. That's number one. The best to call a child the name of a tzaddik. If you don't want a name of a tzaddik, so it has to be a name with a good meaning. Now what's the bad meaning? The good meaning. Again, Hodaya, whatever, Shira, it's all beautiful because it's all singing to Hashem, singing to Hashem.
What about the name Noam?
Noam is beautiful, it's a great name. Okay. It's pleasant. Noam is a pleasantness. Question is Noam for a boy or Noam for a girl? Really, Noam is the Shana Keva. Okay. The Psuki Mashman Noam is for Nekeva, but it could be for a boy also. Noam could be a boy, Noam could be a girl. Okay. Ooh, Mendel Shapira. I'll call him later. Okay, the person has to say, I'm not that same man who did those bad things anymore. I'm something else. And the Rambam continues and says, Vegolemim komo, shegalut yichaper tavon, a person should do galut. Galut. You know what galut is? Exile. In the olden days, they used to do it all the time. They used to go into exile. Okay. But the main test of a person that wants to do tshuva shlema is dafka when he has obstacles. He has things holding him back to do tshuva. And he's continuing. He doesn't care. I fell, I don't care. I'm going to continue. You look at the Yetzirah in his eyes and do, I don't care if I fell. So what if I fell? I could continue on. I try again. I'll daven harder. I'll do my best. Like we said yesterday, results is not our problem. We have to do. Our job in the world is to do. Results is the boss. He's the boss, he's responsible for the results. He's responsible of doing. Of wanting to do. Not even of doing. Even the doing is him. We have only the chira regarding the wanting. As much as the person wants, that's how much he does. Vine Torah Vav. Torah Vav Nikute Moran. The Maaseh is Torah Niflaa Sheitchazkut. It's an amazing Torah and Nikute Moran about itchazkut, strengthening oneself. The Torah Tshuva talks about Tshuva and Nikute Moran. Sheba Rabbeinu melamed otanu et haderech amitit Tshuva shlema. That Rabbeinu teaches us the true way of complete Tshuva. Shederech zo shona mima shekulam sovrim. It's a different way than everyone else thinks, the whole world. Ki rubo kechulo shelam sovrim. Most of the world thinks that Tshuva means to be successful in going up in spirituality. And Rabbeinu says, that's not true. That's when a person he tries and he's not successful, that's when he's doing tshuva. Like we always say, how do you know you're going uphill? When it's difficult for you. When it's easy, it doesn't mean you're going up. So when it's not going well and you're trying harder, and it's not going, it doesn't look like it's going. It looks all black. That means it's working, you're working. Beautiful. Why fall from that? Okay. And he's accepting what Hashem is doing to him. We said yesterday, Abim teaches also that a person accepts the way Hashem is taking him through the world with the chiyuch, Hashem, whatever you want. Do you want me to fall? Beautiful. Today I went to the field at night, and for 15 minutes I was standing like this in the field, trying as a few words here. What's going on in Bono Shel Olam? I can't even talk. Nothing's coming out. Nothing is. You know, you ever know that feeling? Yeah? You ever have it? Or you always talk? Yeah? Okay? What's going to be? So I just smile, Hashem. You know what, Hashem? Whatever you want. It's your words, anyways. You don't want to give me words. Beautiful. Then I started singing a song. Song works always. I sang a song. And then suddenly I started talking. Started singing it, asking Hashem with a song. Singing it, it's a tune, Kalibach, whatever tune I was singing. And asking Hashem with the tune. And then suddenly I started talking. It was the last 10 minutes only. I said, Hashem, I need another hour. What's going to be here? But I felt very good, even though I hardly spoke the whole hour. Because, again, our job is just to try. To come and try, to want. But the fact that a person got up at 3 whatever hour in the morning, and went till Shmuel HaNavi in the forest over the middle of the night, talked to Hashem, is not a great thing? It's not a good thing. Well, no, only if I have an amazing light. That's how fireworks in my Buddhahood, only that's amazing. It's a fuch. That's when a person doesn't have fireworks in his work. That's when he's not the electricity company, he's just a regular person. Okay? Oh, that's when you know he's working. Okay, here, you know, he's working. Let's see you continue working without any lights. Without seeing the lights. Ich bin mit der Schirr. Ich bin mit der Spetter. Gut. Okay? Darf Kevin? Kids, the boys said the main thing is to be happy always, isn't my last thought? It doesn't make a difference what goes on in our life. Force yourself. Smile, even though it's hard. Sometimes you feel so with life that you know you need, like a dentist has the things that keep your mouth open when you're fighting and when you're a kid, you know, they have all these things. I don't know about me, I'm traumatized by them. So that's why we have to have these things. Holding your any dentist over here? No. You're a dentist? It wasn't him. I'm He's a good guy. You have something to hold you like this, to smile with all the koach. As Rabbeinu says in Sichot Aran, that a person is hard for him to be besimcha, he should do movement to simcha. And do funny things that will make him laugh. Do some funny things that will make you, I'm such a fool, that's awesome. Yeah, and laugh and become joy, even though it's not real, the Zashem will be mashpi on his inside. But first, to get rid of the sadness and the darkness, because that doesn't work. Doesn't work. Sadness doesn't work. It puts a person down, a person cannot work. You want to work, you have to be rejoiced. So you can't be rejoiced about your situation, rejoice about something else. Find something to be happy about. There's always something you can be happy about. Like, you're Jewish, it's not good enough, but you'd rather be a Zeh. I don't know, a Thailandi? You want to be a Thailandi? A Chinese? One of a billion over there who works for $2 a year, is that? And dies with no continuation in their life, even though they believe there is. Okay? We're Jewish, that's already something to dance your whole life. And then you have a Brit Milah! Like David HaMelech strengthened himself, so he has a Brit Milah! Okay? And besides, you wash your hands when you got up. And besides the fact that you believe in Hashem and you're coming to talk with Hashem, it's the whole world, they don't talk with Hashem. They can learn from morning to night, people, and they don't know how to talk with Hashem. A guy asked me, what, you talk with Hashem? For 3 hours you spoke to him? I said, yeah, what's the big deal? How could it? What, you just came back from 3 hours you spoke? I said, yeah, what's the big deal? 3 hours? How could you speak with Hashem for so long? I said, how could you learn for so long? I asked him. So I'm learning. So I'm talking with Hashem. What's the beer? So I told him, when you believe that Hashem is here and listening to you, so why can't you? So of course you can talk with Hashem. Even for longer. For 6 hours and long. So before I go to the stories a little bit, I have only a few minutes left. I just